Colorado Hilton Center to see the Repertory Theater's production of Until the Flood from the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Yeah, I'm also addicted to boobies.
Lost over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Did you hear about the guy who had five penises?
His pants fit like a glove.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
I mean, no.
All right, you got it?
Then I mean, no.
You got it?
I did.
Edit that out.
I didn't
out.
Hear about that.
You edit that out. I don't want him to hear. So, on the sunny side of the street. And they pick it up right there. Three, right. Two, one. Hey, did you hear about the guy who had five peanut? Yeah. Now, see, you messed me up.
Wait.
Edit that out. No, edit that out. Five. Three. Mm-hmm. Two, one. Hey, did you hear about the guy with five penises?
No.
No.
His pants fit like a glove. Thanks, Dan. Theon had a momentary lapse.
I did.
He forgot how
not
it went.
In my right mind.
He just blurted.
Actually, I got to hand it to you. You have gotten to the point now, and we've noticed this last couple of years, where Before the Playhouse or during a commercial break, if anybody mentions, hey, what's the joke today? Or I'll say to Pian, I go, you think it's been a year since I told the one about the blonde with the puppies? The guy walking down the street with a burlap sack. I mean, yeah, he knows the jokes now.
I know.
He's got a pretty good memory bank of jokes. Good afternoon.
It only took 20 years, sir, almost 20 years.
And I still can't remember a lot of them.
Most people can't.
I think, I have to be cued in every day to know.
Well, how could you sit here all this time and not know these jokes? Think about it.
If you're sitting here passively,
I've probably told.
I have to wait.
Most of the jokes I tell, I've told probably at this station each at least six times.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. Yeah. Or more. I didn't actually finish welcoming people. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. The radio station is the Big 550 KTRS, and it is the fifth day of October. I think most of you know this, and you've been looking forward to it. As the song says, it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding me.
You saw my hands went away,
right?
You've
got to be kidding me.
I clicked the button, I put
stop.
My hands
no,
up.
No, just stop it. Stop. No, stop. Oh, boy. And I was in a good mood. I was in such a good mood. I went by MD Health and Wellness. I got some fantastic news from them. And now this.
But
you tell my joke for me. You don't have sleepy, dusty tell. All right, edit that out. We're going to try this again. Here we are, the October 5th, and I think as most of you know, if you have ever listened to the lyrics of the song, it's another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's what the song says. 3rd of June.
Yes.
That was my mistake. I made a mistake. Thank you, Dan.
We should just start all over.
I'm just going to have Dan with me everywhere I go.
Boy, he is a great audience.
If I have to get him to speak anywhere and I'm thinking, oh, man, I don't know. I'll just call Dan and go, okay, Dan, how much you want to just go sit in the audience? It'll be worth it.
Man, oh, man.
So, there's not a whole lot going on today. We're not going to talk about the vice presidential debate, even though I think a lot more people watched it than they thought would watch it. And I don't think anybody learned anything. Except that Tim Kaine looks like something stinks all the time. Doesn't he?
I was just going to say, the only observation I have is... That's a perfect one, but he also looks like an alien, kind of.
No, he
too.
Does. He's got the slanted. Yeah. They should put under his, when they have him on the screen, who cut one? Because he kind of looks like a, hey, what the?
I know.
He's got that, and Pence, I don't know, he seems more presidential or vice presidential to me. And that's it, we're not going to talk about it anymore.
He did, oh, that girl that did the... I have no idea who she was. She was cute.
She was good. I thought she was very good. And I didn't know who she was either. But I think
I thought she lost control a couple of times. But what cracked me up was I was watching the baseball game last night. The Blue Jays playing the Orioles.
Yeah.
And I was kind of rooting for the Orioles because they're the old St. Louis Browns. From a long, long time
ago.
You just
completely changed the subject. We're talking about the...
No, but I flipped over during commercial break to see what was going on on the debate.
Yeah.
And every time I flipped over, she was asking Pence a question.
And this guy interrupts.
And he, you could see it in his face. And that's why, that's where the everything stinks comes in. He's like, and Pence would get like two words in, and all of a sudden it's like, well, that's all right. And
no, I've never seen anything like it. This guy constantly interrupted.
I know.
It was unbelievable.
It was, oh, man.
So, there was really nothing else on. There's not a whole lot going on here. Deepwater Horizon, I told you to go see that. It's a great movie. You'll be... pleasantly surprised that it's so much better than you thought it would be. And then the only other thing before we do the Burke segment is they had the funeral for Arnold Palmer. And I got to think about Arnold Palmer. And I went on YouTube and I watched Vince Gill sing Go Rest High on That Mountain at his funeral. And Vince Gill is a scratch golfer. They say Vince Gill easily probably could have been a pro golfer, but I think he made a wise choice to be a singer, guitar player, songwriter. But I got to think about Arnold Palmer, and I'm not kidding. Have you ever heard one bad story or negative thing about Arnold Palmer?
No.
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 There aren't many people who are that high profile, who are that big in any category, that you... I actually Googled negative press about Arnold Palmer. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nobody suing him. Nobody said he
was a jerk to him, fans, or anything like
that's tough to do. I'll tell you, though, the other golfer I think is like that is Gary Player. I don't remember ever hearing anything bad about him either. But golf is a little classier sport, though. It's just a little more dignified than some of the other sports. So I just thought it was interesting that I couldn't dig up any negative. Now, I'm sure out there somewhere there's somebody who had a run-in with... Arnold Palmer.
And who has a drink named after him.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
And I always wondered, is that somehow trademarked? Is on Arnold Palmer? I don't think so. I think if I go right
now... Well, there's a company. I mean...
They make a pretty of a cans
with his picture on it. So he's connected somehow. But the actual drink?
I don't think there's anything... He didn't get anything out of there.
Arizona Tea did that.
If I go downstairs here right now and go take an Arnold Palmer, he's not getting any money from
it. No, but I don't think they can sell it as that.
They can't list it on the...
Like a Snapple has a drink, but it's called Half and Half. It's just half tea, half...
Right, they can't put his name...
Right.
Because somebody got sick.
And actually, his recipe was 3/4 tea, 1/4 lemonade.
Really?
It wasn't exactly half and half.
How do you know that? Do you think you are, Colin Jeff?
No, it was an article after he died that mentioned the origin of the story and how it came about.
Oh.
And how did it come about? How was the first Arnold? He just went somewhere and said, hey, I like...
yeah, can you put a little lemonade in my iced tea? Yeah.
And he probably was a regular patron, and they knew when he came in up, get the Arnold Palmer.
Right.
And, but the, how about the fact that that spread all over the world?
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I know.
It's incredible to me. The commercials are pretty funny on TV where Kevin Nealon is playing golf with him. He goes, I'll have a Kevin Nealon. it's funny. I don't know who it's for, so that's how ineffective it is. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
This is Eon the Peon. That's not his real name, but that's what I like to call him. He's Archie Geist's dad, and I'm now turning it over to him.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We just gave a little tidbit about... Tidbit, yeah, about Arnold Palmer there, the drink. I saw this yesterday, and I thought it was interesting. There were two German brothers. One, ironically, was named Adolf, and the other was Rudolf. They were the Dassler brothers, and they had a shoe company back in the 20s in Germany. And their business just boomed. And all the Olympians in the 30s wore their shoes, but the brothers got into kind of like a rivalry deal, and their relationship kind of soured. What really caused it to break permanently was during a bomb attack during World War II. Adolf and his wife, they took cover in
Obama attack.
And so Adolf and his wife went in a bomb shelter, but Rudolf and his family were already in there. And so Adolf said, the dirty bastards are back again, meaning the Allies are dropping bombs on us again. But Rudolf thought he was talking about
him and his wife.
Him and his family.
Oh.
So they ended up splitting up the company, and they each started two shoe companies. And they wanted to use their names to start the company. So Adolf's nickname was Adi, and their last name was Dassler.
Uh-oh.
So any idea?
Adidas.
Yeah. He started Adidas.
Wow.
And then Rudolf wanted to name his company Ruda, but later changed it to...
Reebok?
Puma.
Puma.
So, and it said that the two brothers never spoke again after that, and that's still two of the biggest shoe companies.
Adidas brother outsold the Puma brother.
Yeah, but over the years, it's kind of gone, I'm sure, up and down. But so the city that they grew up in, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. It's a Herzog and Narok in Germany. It was pretty much the entire town worked at either of these two companies.
Right.
And they said that even cemeteries would have to be plotted out where you worked during your life. Like, if you worked for Adidas, you couldn't be buried in a cemetery.
Like Hatfield and McCoy.
Yes, essentially. But it said, you know, back in 2009, long after both brothers were dead, that the companies put the feud aside, and they even played a game of soccer together, which was like the first time the companies had any interaction with each other. So I just thought that was interesting.
I don't ever see an ad for Puma, do you?
No.
No?
I've never seen a commercial for Puma. Mm-mm. Ever.
Is it supposed to be more
expensive? Is it like real high-end?
No, not necessarily.
No, they're like Nikes or Adidas.
But they don't spend nearly the money on advertising, I guess. But they still sell clothing.
What do you call them? Sneakers or tennis shoes?
Tennis shoes.
I call them tennis shoes, too.
I do, too.
Although 98% of people that wear them don't play tennis anymore.
Right. Yeah, it's just one of those things that...
And look how many different types of shoes there are. There's running shoes.
Walking. Cross trainers.
Here's the one I don't get. Driving shoes. And there are driving shoes.
They do? They have driving
shoes? Oh, yeah.
Shoes.
You online, go. You can order driving. You can buy them in certain stores. crowd.
That's crazy.
And what makes them driving shoes?
Oh, they're just comfortable, and I guess, who knows? They look like house slippers.
Oh, wait, Colin's telling me. Hold on, Colin. You can talk on the air. He has several pairs of driving shoes,
oh,
Colin said.
Colin, don't tell me you tie your sweater around your neck, too. You don't do that, do you?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Okay, good.
They have a sole that extends back around the on the backside of the heel, so as you're driving and moving your foot from pedal to pedal, it doesn't wear through the back of your shoe.
All right, how many people have an issue with the heel of your foot wearing through the back of your shoe from driving?
I don't
Nobody.
Think
I mean, really.
No, I don't think so. It's inspired by, I believe, a racing design, actually. The race car drivers used to wear them.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think it's an excuse to sell something.
Yep,
exactly.
You can make
they're
fun
also,
of me now.
They're also driving, they're driving gloves, okay?
Oh, I
now,
see
now, what is the difference between
the fingerless
driving
ones
gloves?
With usually they're leather fingerless with like holes over the knuckles. That's what I think
not
of
always.
With driving
I've seen driving gloves that were just gloves.
Really?
But somebody decided to call them driving gloves. Ooh, okay, I'm going to have some of those. Here's the other thing. I mentioned this one.
Thank you, Colin.
I mentioned this another time. This business about calling products skinny this and skinny that. Here's the difference between men and women. If you put skinny, skinny margarita. Okay.
Skinny jeans.
Thank you. Skinny jeans. Skinny this, skinny that.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to make you skinny because you wear them. But isn't that interesting? Certain buzzwords for women, oh, my goodness, they fly off the shelves if they put these words on them. So what else did you have?
One more thing. I saw this list, too. Different words, how they... I'll give you guys different words, and I want to see how you pronounce them. Maybe some of your... You spent a little time in the South, so maybe it would affect the way you pronounce...
It's been 15 years.
Some words. Remember, like... I know one comes to mind, Vienna sausage.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, that is one of the most embarrassing... things about coming from the South, because we ate them a lot, and they're horrible. Have you ever had them?
Oh, sure, yeah. No, you cook them in the can in a pot of water.
Oh, no, we didn't cook them. We had them right out of the can.
Oh, yeah, no, we would heat them up sometimes. I remember over at my grandma's, you would pop the top off the can and put it in like a boiling pot of water,
and
it would cook it that way.
I can still see how they were packed. All
yeah.
I'm sorry, but this is true. They look like penises.
Well, sure,
They look like something.
And you think, oh, little hot dogs. I like hot dogs. They're not, but
no,
it's
no.
not.
Oh,
it's
no,
different.
No.
It's like mush almost.
Yeah, it
is
mushy. It's
the
worst. We ate them. Oh, my goodness, we ate them. And I remember I'd come home from school. My mother would say, want some Vienna sausage? It's Vienna. But I never knew that until I was... Yeah, thank you. Until I was in my 20s, I didn't know they were Vienna sausages. Vienna.
Put them Viennas on their Wright's cracker.
Oh, and Peon's right. They're disgusting.
It's almost like the consistency of, I can't eat Braunschweiger. I know some people love it.
I love it.
Oh,
but
I
it's that same... Or pate, that paste. It's almost
it's
like
it's a combination
meat
of three or four disgusting things.
Oh, yeah. What is that? Underwood meats or what was that?
I don't know.
Oh, Underwood, yeah.
Yeah, Underwood.
It was just like, yeah. So there are some words, like you said, in different parts of the country. The word C-A-R-A-M-E-L. How would you pronounce that?
Caramel.
Caramel.
Yeah, some people say caramel.
No, in the South. I changed
most
it when
of
I moved
the,
up here.
Yeah,
in the
most
south,
of the
it was...
North, it's pretty much the South, Southeast, and a little Northeast, too, they say caramel.
Well, and when I grew up in the South, it was caramel.
Yeah,
and then I changed it to caramel.
I say caramel.
The next one, let's see. Actually, I'm not even going to do that one because it's just one state that says Bowie knife instead of Bowie knife. That's Texas.
I've always had trouble because of David Bowie with the Bowie thing. Because when I grew up, Jim Bowie, Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett. So I get up here and I kept saying David Bowie. And everybody looked at me like, and they should have. So, if
well, apparently, the rest of the country says Bowie knife, but from a Texan
we said Bowie.
It's supposed to be Bowie because it's named after Jim Bowie, who played a major role in the Texas Revolution. So that's why.
If it hadn't been for David Bowie, there would never have been an issue.
Right. Crayon is one.
We said crayons.
Crayons. Yeah, that's mostly a. Southeast thing.
Oh, saying crayons?
Crayons. Yeah, crayons, not crayon.
Oh,
crayons.
Yeah. Another one, lawyer instead of lawyer, like L-O-Y-E-R.
Instead of lawyer.
Lawyer, yeah. Lawyer. Lawyer, lawyer, yeah. Coleslaw is one.
Oh, okay. I was an adult before I knew it wasn't cold slaw. I thought my entire childhood it was cold slaw.
Well, this says most of the South just calls it slaw. They don't even call it coleslaw.
True. No, that's just, true. We just said slaw.
Let's see.
As long as you're doing this, can I just mention something to the people? Would you folks stop saying realtor? There's no such word as realtor. A realtor. It's realtor. Thank you.
Adding an extra syllable, yeah.
Go ahead.
Mayonnaise. Most of the North will say mayonnaise, but people in the South did say mayonnaise.
We didn't say either one because we never had it. We had salad dressing. Miracle Whip salad dressing.
Yeah.
We never had a jar of mayonnaise in our house.
Actually, on the jars, that's what it says. Like, even Miracle Whip would say a salad dressing, which is...
I don't like
crazy
mayonnaise.
Because how many
you
salads...
Think salad you, dressing...
How many times you had a salad and you dump a glob of that
Well, I think they mean potato salad, all those other salads that are not really salad. I
love the Miracle Whip.
I remember Spin Blend. I guess Spin Blend's
still
out.
Spin Blend was the Weight Watchers version or something. Or it was a cheaper version.
Yeah, it was a cheaper version.
Yeah.
Pecan pie.
I said pecan. Oh, I've always said pecan. I never said pecan.
Yeah, there are some parts of the country that say pecan or pecan. Even some places say
pecan
that.
Pecan pie, which is one of my two favorite pies.
We were talking about this one, I think, off the air the other day. Soda and pop.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas most of the rest of the state of Missouri will say pop, but except around the St. Louis area where it's soda.
We never said either one. As a kid, we never said either one.
Coke? Even in Kansas City?
Coke.
Yeah, that's what it says here. Most of the South, it says they call everything a Coke.
And if you didn't say Coke, you said Coca-Cola. Give me a Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Not Coca-Cola, but Coca-Cola. It was Coke or 7-Up. We never said pop or soda.
Yeah, that's interesting. Huh? Well, I mean, if you're in that area, you're going to say whatever.
Right.
It's not like you're going to change. Some parts of the country, it's crawfish. Other parts, it's crayfish.
Never did get the crayfish.
Or crawdads, like in somewhere around here, they'll say crawdads.
I always say crawdads.
Yeah.
It's not a fish, really.
No. Freeway, of course. Of course, everybody, pretty much California is the only state that calls
freeway.
It freeway. We don't say that.
And they're the same exact thing.
Water fountain.
Mm.
Some places call it a drinking fountain. And then there's some spots in Wisconsin where they call it a bubbler.
What?
At Rhode Island and Wisconsin, they call it
bubbler?
A bubbler. Yeah.
No, we call it water.
Tennis shoes and sneakers is on the list here. Most of the country will say tennis shoes. Northeast will say sneakers.
What about icebox and refrigerator? Is that on there?
Nobody says icebox.
No, I don't think
they have
really.
90 years old.
Yeah, that would be when they actually put blocks
a block
of ice.
Yeah.
Put that in the icebox.
Now, the fridge... Put it in the fridge,
mm-hmm.
And I have heard people say put it in the Frigidaire. Even if it was a Westinghouse, they called it the Frigidaire.
Yeah,
and that was it. I just thought those.
I think that was very entertaining. I liked it. Good contribution.
Thank you. That was all I had.
And now we turn to Dan Strauss. Do you have anything?
No, I was going to mention about the debate last night, but we already talked about that. So.
I gotta say, if you had something to add, he closed the door on it already.
I know.
Burke's segment is officially closed. Let's put it this way. Neither one can be expected to be that great because they're not master debaters. Okay.
No, they're not.
They're just, amateurs.
Yes.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
And now a word from one of our sponsors. I had a text last night from a friend who happens to be, and Dan knows him, he's an orthopedic surgeon, and he knew that the Saturday after our golf tournament, Saturday before last, that morning I woke up with this horrible pain in my heel, back of my left heel, that Achilles tendon part. So he sent me a text last night. And he goes, hey, how's your foot? And I sent him a text back. I said, it's incredible how good it feels. There is no pain. And in less than 48 hours, it went away, and all I did, and this is the part that kills me, it was my wife's suggestion. I hate that when they get something right. She said, you're not wearing the good feet inserts, are you? And I said, no, I haven't worn them for a while because I don't need them. She said, put them in your shoes, and then a day or two, see what happens. I put those inserts in. The minute that I started to walk, I could walk without limping. There was a tiny bit of pain, and even that was gone after a day. I'm telling you, folks, these good feet inserts, arch supports, whatever you want to call them, they work. Now, I'm not going to tell you they work for everything. If you have something that requires surgery, like a bone spur, or what are some other surgeries, some bunion surgeries, or it's not going to cause a tumor to dissolve or a bone spur. But for thousands of people who've had foot pain or even knee pain, hip pain, backaches, headaches, they have found that putting the right insert in your shoe can either alleviate or completely eliminate the pain, even right there in the store. You put it in, get up and walk around, and you immediately feel the difference. That's what we hope happens for you when you go in. But you're not going to know until you go in. You don't need an appointment. There are two Good Feet stores in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive, west of 270, catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays. That's the other thing years ago we learned. It's not catty-corner, it's kitty-corner,
yeah.
Which sounds stupid. And there's one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com. Before you hit the button, I want to say this. It was on this show, I guess 15, 16 years ago, that I learned for the first time, after many years of living, that thing outside that you got water from wasn't the spigot.
Oh,
my
yeah.
whole life,
I
called it the spigot.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, that's what I think it should be, because spigot sounds dirty.
It does.
You stinking spigot! It just doesn't sound right. So there you go. And now we can take a break. This is Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, here's a guy that will give you some traffic. His name is Tim Wiley.
You know, I found that list interesting that he says. Now, the thing about the bubbler from
yeah.
Wisconsin, my entire family is from Wisconsin, rural and everything, and I have never heard it called the bubbler.
Me either.
No.
Water fountain.
The drinking fountain.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
it showed like the northeast part of Wisconsin. So it's just even regional in Wisconsin alone, not even the whole state.
We were so, as a kid, we were so hick and classless, we called it a urinal.
Yeah.
We just pee there. There's nowhere else to pee. And wash it down. Just pee in there.
Oh, my.
It's pipes. It's got pipes there.
Yeah, yeah. Got a
oh
drain.
Oh, my God. All right. Hey, right now everything's not too bad. We just have volume on southbound 270, and that goes from Olive down to the Clayton Road overpass. Southbound 177 from Forest Park Parkway down through Highway 40, eastbound 40. It's heavy now. It looks like Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. You have a slowdown on eastbound 70. Looks like it's a little east of Cypress through Highway 170. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink, paper, coffee, snacks, plus special deals for more savings on ink and toner. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95. Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson, Thursday morning on the McGraw Show. Real estate advice with Kathy Hellbig, Post-Dispatch columnist Tony Messenger, and Stephen Wolf from The Rep and their latest show.
McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
I've been telling you about Timberline Tree Care for over a year now. They'd like to thank all their KTRS listeners for all their support. Hi, I'm John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Timberline Tree Care is a company that invented the tree calculator. Go to their website, stltreecare.com. Input your information, and it'll give you a quote. No hassle. Timberline Tree Care has all upfront pricing. 12-inch diameter or less, $200. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, less than $500. You can also view their videos and photos of many of their jobs on their Facebook page. Timberline has one of only a handful of master certified arborists and two certified arborists on staff. They have the knowledge and equipment to even do the largest jobs, even those other companies will walk away from. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's compensation. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give them a call, 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or go to their website like I do, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Hey, it's John Carney, and I want to address the few of you that have not called Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. Those of you that apparently are allergic to saving money. And even think about this, even if it's just saving a few dollars a month, over the life of that loan, it's thousands of dollars you're not going to be paying. And the fact that it costs you nothing to find out with the Bagel loan, you've got nothing to lose. Spend 10 minutes on the phone, save thousands of dollars. How often is that deal put on the table in front of you? Call Stuart at Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. And it's not a big corporation either. It's Stuart and a couple of helpers. So you know you'll be taken care of by the owner. Stuart Rosenblum. 314-324-4440. It's your money. Don't waste it. Call Stuart now. 324-4440. Or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation. Number 226715. NMLS. Number 2675699.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It. We all have junk around our homes, old TVs, maybe an old refrigerator, the entertainment center, things your kids brought home from college, heck, things you brought home from college. You know the stuff you don't use, and it's just taking up valuable space. You'd like to get rid of it, but you don't know who to call to help you with all of this. Well, I need you to call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100. Pitch It will provide residential and commercial junk removal service with variable affordable rates. The friendly staff at Pitch It will visit your location on your schedule and provide you with a quote on the spot at no cost. They'll remove items from your basement, your attic, your office, your warehouse. They'll even clean up after themselves. You don't have to lift a finger. Isn't that nice? And their prices are lower than the national change. Pitch It is an eco-friendly, recycling most items, and they are fully insured. So call the folks at Pitch It at 932-1100. That's Pitch It at 932-1100 or pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Don't forget, senior discounts apply.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. Successful applicants will provide high-quality, effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA is the largest and most advanced healthcare system in the nation. The VA offers competitive benefits, including malpractice insurance, pension, vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me at 314-488-8252. That's 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Fall is a great time to update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. And right now at Metro Lighting, save even more on top of their guaranteed lowest prices on all lighting from Hinkley. Whether you're lighting your entire dream home or just need a new chandelier, Hinkley offers distinctive selections for every style. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
All righty, there is a store in Chesterfield Valley like no other store you've ever been in. It's called Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S. It's down in the valley.
The valley so low.
Yeah, follow my lead here, okay? All right, edit that out. 3, 2, 1. It's down in the valley. Valley so low. Hang. Your head over. Hear the wind blow.
Yeah. Now, Dan, I don't know if you noticed what Dan did.
That was very professional and clever and quick. When I said hang your head over, he actually simulated the echo.
Oh, yeah.
If you were hanging your head over down in the valley, I'd like for him to do that again. Okay. Hang your head over.
Over.
See? Not just anybody would have thought of that. He's a singer.
Oh, he is. He's professional.
He's a creative artist. That's what they do. It is in the valley in Chesterfield.
Valley.
No. We're not singing that.
Oh.
And it is not like any other store, outside or inside. And all I've ever asked you to do is just go in. I'm not asking you to buy anything. And I'd commit. Nobody's going to strong arm you. You're going to see some price tags in there that'll make you go, whoa. And you're going to see some that will make you say, you know what? I'm coming back here and I'm going to get one of those. Everything from lighting for your home, the Jaffe Lighting Collection, to accent pieces, to some of the finest furniture you will ever see. Look, we have some fine furniture stores. When I say fine, they're good furniture stores, and they have the furniture that most people want to buy. This is that furniture that you buy when you've done pretty well, and you've decided you deserve something better than just average run-of-the-mill furniture. Guess where you find that? At Amini's. Same thing with patio furniture, which is their number one seller, number one selling category is patio furniture, because they sell the kind of patio furniture that other people don't sell. Other people sell patio furniture, and it looks pretty good. Some of it's crap. Some of it's okay. This is not just okay. This is the best made, best built, best looking patio furniture in the world. And you pay for that, but you don't overpay. Here's when you overpay. When you buy anything and you have to replace it in a year or two, well, then you overpay. It wasn't any good. Amini's, they still have some of the last year's models of patio furniture up to 50% off that were under the tent. Now some of that is inside. Always check their website. Because, for example, they have a big Columbus Day sale coming up. And there's a day during that sale, and I'm not going to tell you when it is. I'm going to make you go look at the website where they'll pay half the sales tax. So there's always something going on, so check the website. And better yet, go in the store. And give yourself time and take everybody with you in your family that you want to take. Even the people who fight, yeah, I don't want to go there. Kids, they think they don't want to go there till they get in there. And there's not a place I can think of where everybody in the family, I don't care how old or young, is not going to want to leave once they get in there. That's Amini's. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. We have phone calls. Can we just take it? I'd like to take it.
Yes.
But before I do, Dr. Doug comes in right after the news at 4 o'clock. So if you have a pet, be prepared to call and talk to him. It's free advice. He's a terrific veterinarian. Real quickly, even though the lines are ringing, from most cell phones, star, KTRS. From other phones, 314-969, KTRS. And then there's that 888-550, KTRS. Is this who I think it is?
Yes.
Then I need to get that last. Let's go to John. John, how are you?
Hey, everybody.
John, everybody.
Hey, John.
What's going on, John?
John from Texas, calling to apologize for not making it up to your golf tournament.
No, you don't have to buy him. Hey, nobody would ever have to apologize. I'm sorry I wasn't able to come up from Texas to the golf. The fact that you wanted to and thought about it and tried to is enough for us.
Well, my son, I was coming up to see him as well. He's a senior in high school, but he did a college tour over in Colorado that same weekend, and so I had to back out. So now, I'll be there next year.
I think that it looks like there will be a next year because everybody wants to come back. It was terrific. Wow. So we'll see you next year, maybe.
And Arnold Palmer, he actually made it home with his wife, and he would carry it in a thermos to the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
It became popular at a, I forgot what tournament it was. I think it was up at Cherry Hills when some lady heard him ordered at the bar, and he said, I'll have that Palmer drink, whatever he had. And Puma, they're big in the golf as well. That Ricky Fowler kid that wears all orange all the time. He's a big Puma advertiser, I guess.
Wow, you know a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then I know a little bit about potted meat. I think that's what Dan was looking for.
Oh, yeah, the Underwood stuff.
Did you ever see Sling Blade? Okay, that means, yeah, you saw it. He makes several references, I think, to potted meat, soda crackers. And by the way, which is why you have to eat Vienna sausage. You have to have crackers or you will choke to death on the disgusting texture.
Oh, that's awful.
It is.
Yeah, the potted meat is a mechanically separated meat product.
That sounds vague.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thanks as always. I'm listening to you online down from Texas, so y'all enjoy the rest of the week.
I know you do, and you don't know how much we appreciate it. And one of these days you come up here, we'll meet, okay?
You betcha.
All right, John. Thank you. That guy, I get emails from, I know exactly who he is. Never met him. Loyal, dedicated listener down in Texas. Good for him. Yeah. That's in the in Sling Blade. They don't ever say vine either. They just say potted meat and soda crackers. And you gotta have crackers, or I'm not kidding. You'll die. You'll choke to death because it's so disgusting. I guess, do we have time for?
I think if we get to them now,
a segment. Well, folks, this has become a fairly regular segment. It's called the Norman Show. And here's the star of it, the one and only Norman.
Hey, Norman.
Yeah, hi.
Hello, Norman. Norman, Dan gave me some sad news. I understand your cat died. Is that right?
Butterball?
Yeah.
Butterball
mm-hmm.
died, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, well.
Seems like we're all going to die someday soon.
It seems like we're all going to die someday soon. You know, Norman, there were biblical, they called themselves theologists, who said that last Friday night at midnight we were all going to die. Jesus was coming back. It didn't happen. I don't think it happened.
No.
You didn't see him down in Sullivan, did you?
I can feel him.
Oh, see, that's a good answer.
He's always around.
That's a good answer. He's always
in spirit, not in human form.
Good answer, Norman.
Mm-hmm.
Good answer. You're very religious. What church did you grow up in? What kind of church?
Catholic church.
Okay, all right. So what's going on today?
I'm going to play a late birthday roll call for Ida. I don't see her anymore. Call her, but I'll play a birthday, late birthday for her. Her birthday was Sunday.
Sunday. Now, I can't ever remember the story. You don't see her because she doesn't want to see you.
Right.
Yeah. And listen to the kind of man Norman is. He's still
writing to her, calling her.
She doesn't want you writing her or calling her. Yet, what's Norman's reaction? He's going to sing happy birthday. How about that? What was that?
I think somebody picked up the phone. And
somebody
picked
up the phone.
I thought that was his new instrument. He's playing the phone.
Wow,
Norman. You know, I still can't get over the fact that this woman says, don't call me, don't write me, I don't want to hear from you. What's wrong with her?
I don't know. Ever since she had her gallbladder taken out.
No. I didn't know that makes people just go crazy.
They took her heart out as well.
Yeah. Peon, that's so good. That's good.
They found cancer in her.
In her gallbladder?
Somewhere. Yeah.
In her somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think, though, cancer makes you mean. Well, maybe it does.
Hey, Norman, was somebody trying to use the phone? Or was that you that hit the...
No, thing? Not so far.
Okay.
Not so far. How's everything, how's everything in Sullivan?
Okay, I guess.
Nice and sunny today.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think Ida doesn't want to hear from you? I'm going to tell you why, Norman. She's tired of the temptation. She's tired of the longing, lingering, lustful thoughts. Mm-hmm. And the only way to get away from the strong attraction to you is just cut it off altogether. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
You think that could be? Think that could be the case?
Mm-hmm.
He does.
Yeah,
he does. I think that's it. So what else, Norman?
I looked at the debate last night.
You looked at the debate last night?
No, I think it's all cut and dried.
It's all cut and dried.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Norman, someone just called and said that that Kane, is it Tim Kane? Tim Kane.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like, and I see this now, resembles Red Skelton a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I know.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Norman agrees.
Yeah.
Norman, do you know who
Norman.
Red Skelton was?
Mm.
Is that a yes or?
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
who? You do?
I got a recording of him here on CD.
Yeah. Is it the one with the pledge to the flag?
Mm.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I thought he was playing Gazoo for a second.
No.
Gazoo.
No. So how's that other woman, Rosemary? How's she doing?
She's doing pretty good.
She still communicates with you, right? She's not being mean. Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So who's your best friend? Do you have a best friend? Who's your best friend?
Miss Rosemary Butler.
Rosemary Butler.
Rosemary Butler, best friend. Well, you know what? Hmm. Girlfriend should be best friend.
Does Rosemary ever get out of the home to come and like visit you, or do you ever go visit her?
She gets out of the home. Some friend, her and I, you know, from a prayer group meeting, goes, gets her and takes her out someplace on a Sunday.
A prayer group.
But not down to Sullivan.
He takes her out someplace. Yeah. Have you ever thought about marrying her?
Time will tell.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there's hope. I like that attitude.
Maybe you can have that friend of yours.
Wedding march.
Now, if you asked Rosemary to marry you today, do you think she'd do it? What do you think? You think she'd do it? Think she'd marry you if you said, will you marry me?
I'll try it sometime.
Hey, Norman, you want to practice? Ask. I'll be Rosemary.
Oh, this is sick.
And then you can ask me.
You got 30 seconds to do this.
Okay, you ready?
Hi, Norman. It's me, Rosemary. Do you have something to ask me?
Yeah, will you marry me?
Heck yeah, I will.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. I think he's right.
Yeah.
Well, Norman, we're out of time, but oh, he's still humming or playing the kazoo. Norman, thanks for calling, okay? All right, there he goes, the star of our show, Norman.
Yeah,
star of the Norman show. There you go. He's one of a kind.
Oh, yeah.
Norman. Hey, something else one of a kind, Window World. Because I say that because there's no other window that you can buy for $189. That is the quality, the backing, the good housekeeping seal of approval, the lifetime warranty. There are other windows for $189. In fact, there are a couple that are deliberately priced at $189. Wonder why that is? I'll tell you why. Because they know that the biggest selling replacement window in the country is a window that costs $189. So their thinking is, well, we'll charge that. And people will think that we're Window World. No, they won't. Maybe a handful of stupid people will. But here's the fact. Here's the proof that that's not working. Your sales, company number two, are one-fifth of what Window Worlds are. So that's not working. You might need to try another strategy. Why don't you price your windows at $188? See how that works for you. It's not going to work either. Because you don't have the quality. Window World has the price, the quality, lifetime warranty. Good ass, get it all. And you can find out more, a whole lot more, at windowworldstlouis.com. Please don't go away. Dr. Doug is coming up after the news at 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.